Hey, brothers and sisters, I'm going to go over my notes on pragmatism while I'm out here in the streets flying some gospel signs, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with people just getting off from work. So if you hear the car noise, that's what it is. They're driving right past me. You may hear the professing Christians honk every once in a while and give the thumbs up. I've already gotten a thumbs up from someone. But let's go over these notes on pragmatism. I think it'll really edify you. So pragmatism is an approach that assesses the truth of meaning of theories or beliefs in terms of the success of their practical application. So basically it means what will work best for success. And you see this in the Christian church. Friendship evangelism is a big one. It's their method of winning people to Christ, conforming to the world rather than conforming to Christ. So rather than biblically separating from the world as we're called to be separate and set apart, one is told to be all things to all men, uniting with the world to win those in it. Success is not defined as adherence to the truth or endurance in the truth. It's defined as a utilization of fleshly methods to get people to go to church or attend a Bible study. Basically, it's we can use whatever means necessary to get people to come to church. If we can get whatever, however we want to get people to church, if it works, it works. Whether it be evil or good, that's what pragmatism is. And real born from above Christians will have no part of that in the world. And a verse on that is John 18:36. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews, but now is my kingdom not from hence." James 4:4, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." 1 John 2:15 to 16, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world." James 1:27, "Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world." We're called to be a holy people, separated from the evils of the world for God. 1 Peter 1:15-16, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy." Holy means set apart for the Lord. It means sanctified for the Lord. And 2 Corinthians 6:17, "Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." So God wants us to be separate. Jesus was not a friend of sinners, as many people claim. First of all, his enemies called him that. And second of all, there's a plethora of verses showing how separate the Lord actually was. One of those verses is Luke 7:34, "The Son of Man come eating and drinking, and ye say, Behold, a gluttonous man and a winebibber and a friend of publicans and sinners." Jesus was kind of responding to the Pharisees who called him a friend of sinners. Hebrews 7:26, this one's hard to get around. "For such an high priest became us who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens." John 15:14, "Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you." How can we be the Lord's friend if we hold on to our sin? It just doesn't make sense. So the Lord wants us to be set apart. He wants us to stop sinning. He wants us to keep ourselves separate from the evils of this world, and that's totally against the idea of pragmatism. Pragmatism at its core is rooted in pride, first of all, thinking man knows better than God and his evangelistic practices. But what does the Bible say? 1 Corinthians 3:19, "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness." 1 Corinthians 1:21, "For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God, by the foolishness of preaching, to save them that believe, what I'm doing right now, standing with a sign I painted with a paintbrush, clipped to a and drilled to a piece of PVC pipe. The Lord chose the foolish things. Now, man-made traditions like pragmatism void your worship of God, making it vain. Mark 7:6-8. He answered and said unto them, well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do. The Lord is calling out the smallest of things, washing of pots and cups. How much more would he call out pragmatism, which encourages cooperation with the world to win the lost, so to speak. Finally, so what should we do with pragmatism and all those that love to use it? 1 Thessalonians 5:21-22. Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. Romans 16:17-18. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. And finally, Proverbs 4:14-15. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. We're not supposed to engage with the world. We're supposed to be separate, set apart for the Lord. True repentance is coming out of the world, coming out of man-made tradition, and keeping yourself unspotted from the world, as we read above. That's pure religion. Keeping oneself unspotted from the world, visiting orphans, widows, and such like. So I just wanted to bring that study today on pragmatism. Hopefully it edified you. Hopefully you learned some things here. I didn't know too much about pragmatism until I looked at some of Brother Tupos's articles on it. I understand the practice. Believe me, I've seen it in the college youth groups claiming Christ. That's all they do is friendship evangelism. So keep yourself separate, saints. People will come to you that really want to seek the truth, that are seeking the light. You don't have to woo them with fleshly lusts, the pride of life. If that's how you woo them, they're just going to stay in the world and have Jesus as a bumper sticker or as a hat for the rest of their life. So stay separate, saints. I hope you have a blessed rest of your night, rest of your day, wherever you are, and God be praised.